It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up a little bit later in the show, musician Al Scorch will be here bringing his banjo. We're going to do a live performance. Scorch, of course, was on the cover of The Reader last week. And he will be having a record release party for an album he just released this weekend that'll be coming up at the end of May. But Al will be here in studio before that. And coming up at 9:30, Emily Galati and Sarah Alberton will be our guests tonight. And the worst, it's Monday night. We give away tickets and prizes and all this fun stuff. 312-981-7200. What's the worst? I already called it out. The worst are commercials and movies. You go to the movies, spend $12, and they throw 10 commercials at you in the first look. That's unacceptable, man. That breaks the social contract across the board. I pay money up front so I don't have to deal with that stuff. If you want to put that on TNT and throw commercials in the middle of it, that makes sense. I got it for free. But you don't get to throw a Diet Coke commercial at me. All right, I digress. We're going to do that at 9:30. My guest right now, though, I'm very excited about this. One of the best. I mean, this has been a tremendously anticipated festival. People have been talking about Ferris Fest for a long while here in Chicago, where, you know, there are articles and things are written about it in the wintertime. It's coming here to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Ferris Fest will take place this weekend in and around Chicagoland, May 20th through the 22nd. David Blanchard is the creator and organizer of Ferris Fest, and he joins me in studio now. David, thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm good.
And welcome to Chicago. You're not a Chicagoan.
I'm not a shocked Chicagoan,
I thought you were a Chicagoan this whole time. I'm like, oh, David, no, it's on Michigan. It's right on Michigan. You know Michigan. And I'm like,
No. I've been here. I mean, yeah, I've been here. I've been to Chicago, like, a lot, and I was here a lot getting so I don't need to put the GPS on. That was about a month ago when I was here looking around and meeting, like, a ton of people, getting up at 6 a.m. and having meetings until I go to bed at, like, you know, phone calls until I go to bed at midnight to kind of lay the groundwork. So, yeah, after probably about a week, I'm like, oh, I know where that is. Yeah. Oh, we had a left turn here? Great, I don't need the phone anymore.
Well, it's, you know what? The only reason I'm surprised about it is Ferris Bueller means so much to Chicagoans because it was shot here. It's John Hughes. Everything about it is very Chicago. It's in our blood. And for someone who's not from Chicago to organize Ferris Fest, that's something. I would have assumed this was a Chicago project.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, too, is that once this thing went viral in February is, you know, we a lot of the media were talking about Chicago is putting on Ferris Fest in May, you know, and we got a kick out of that. We were, of course, it's like, well, you know, we're doing it. We're like a bunch of fans from Los Angeles and we're coming in to do this to Chicago. But we, you know, appreciated the fact that there was that much media going on about there. It's like, hey, well, you know, I mean, we didn't balk about that, but it's like, well, it's really kind of a group of fans. You know, we're not a big company or not a big corporation or anything. We're not even connected with City of Chicago planners. We're just fans. We love this movie. We're so super passionate about it. And, you know, we had to come here. And we had to do it.
What is it about Ferris Bueller that it deserves a festival? I mean, when you think, because, I mean, today it's the 30th anniversary of Top Gun. You know, people have been talking about Top Gun. But what is it about this movie that particularly deserves a festival?
Well, there's a big answer to that. why not? You know, that was kind of the concept that I had when I was talking to my wife, you know, about a year ago. And it's like, hey, we should go to Chicago because we were here in 2008. And we did it's kind of a tour of all the locations from Ferris Bueller and a lot of the John Hughes teen films. We're like, hey, it's 30th anniversary of Ferris Bueller. We should go back to Chicago. We should get together with some friends and, you know, and go to the locations and watch the movie, all that kind of stuff. And then we got into the fall and I'm like, this is a huge, globally beloved movie. How come nobody is doing anything for this? I mean, maybe somebody was thinking about it in Chicago, and we were just like, you know, I mean, come on, this is big, man. You know, and it's like, well, why don't we do it? You know, and that's kind of where it all started out. But it's just, yeah, I mean, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people, and it's got a lot of people are kind of like, you know, well, what is the meaning of Ferris? And I think it's just that concept of everyone needs to get like a day off, time off, whether you're in school, you're in college, you're working, you got a wife and kids, or you got a job that just won't let you go. You just need to kind of just say, hey, I need a break, even for a day, and I just want to go out and have a big adventure, and let's see where it goes.
Well, it is one of those movies where it'll every 3 months, it seems like, there is a news story in Chicago media that says, hey, the house that Ferris Bueller, hey, you know, this is for sale. Oh, you remember where the car went through the glass? That place is on the market. Like, it just seems like it's in the DNA of Chicago that we continue to talk about it even 30 years later.
Yeah. No, exactly. And I remember seeing those things in the newspaper. They had some spots in there. They had some, you know, articles about Cameron's house is up for sale. Yeah. And I remember sitting there, and what was that? You know, a few years back. And I remember saying, man, I would love to own that house.
Maybe that's why. I mean, they know that that's the reaction, so that's why they're writing it, right?
Yeah, that's like, why they're writing it. Yeah, it's like, who's going to step up and get this? You know, and it's like, I always felt it'd be so cool to have like a house or piece of property that like was, you know, that I would totally get it. You know, it wouldn't be like, yeah, we know it's in some movie and people come here and stuff. It's like, I would just like squeeze the juice out of that experience like all the time, you know?
David Blanchard is the creator and organizer of Ferris Fest, which is here this weekend, May 20th through the 22nd. All right, let's take a quick break. But when we come back, let's talk about what you're doing, what we're going to see, what actors are coming into town. And the one event that I'm amazed at that I'm going to have to come watch is the recreation of the Twist and Shout Parade on Dearborn. You're going to do it on Dearborn?
We're not doing it on Dearborn. We're not doing it on Dearborn.
All right.
I can't say exactly where it's going to
be. It's going to be creative.
But it's going to, it's a pop-up event. It's going to be a bit of a surprise. Yeah.
I love it. I love it too, because to me, it just feels like that's a perfect, I want to talk about how you put on a festival and you do a DIY. It's not a city run thing. To be able to do a, you know, a Twist and Shout parade recreation is going to take a little bit of, a little bit of creativity around the edges.
Exactly.
All right. We'll talk with David a little bit more when we come back. Stay with us. Just last summer, I had this unbelievable experience to take one of the boats here on the Chicago River. You know, that's like a pontoon boat company here, and you pay a certain amount to pay for an hour, you know, and you get your friends together. And we went on the river, and we turned the corner, and we came back, and my friend put on the Ferris Bueller song, and dun, 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 the one where they're going downtown, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah, Beat City.
Yeah, Beat City.
Yeah, Beat City.
And I was like, yeah, and it's, you know, right on Wacker, and it's those great shots, and I'd just seen the movie just before that, and I realized how much of it was a lot, like almost like a romance with the city of Chicago. So much interesting shots. It wasn't your basic sort of, hey, there's the skyline, there's the river. Like John Hughes had really gone deep in sort of showing Chicago at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the thing, is the movie really is a love letter / postcard to Chicago. You know, Chicago is absolutely a character in the film. And that really resonates. And I mean, that's another reason why we wanted to do this event, or not so much why, but I mean, what we knew that we needed to have in it was so important to be here, to be at the locations, but to embrace Chicago and really shine the light on Chicago, just like John Hughes did and like the movie did. That has been so important to us from the very beginning.
All right. So let's talk about the Ferris Fest, which is coming May 20th through the 22nd here. David Blanchard's in studio, is a creator and organizer of this festival. So let's do it in parts. So let's first talk about the tour of the places. I mean, there's a lot of different places to go, from Ferris's house to the, I think they still have the high school in which the dance or the beginning is, when they're like pretending to pick up the girl.
You're right. Where Ferris comes dressed as Sloane's dad. Yeah.
You're right. Sorry.
Right. Which is Glenbrook North High School. So in Northbrook. Yeah.
So you're going to see that. So tell us about the different spots you would do in a tour for Ferris Fest.
Okay. Well, certainly we're going to go to Cameron's house. That's one of the first places we're going to go to. And of course, that's in Highland Park. We're going to go check that out. You know, the house is right there. The garage is right there. Everybody get a chance to check it out. We're going to go to Glenbrook North High School, which, as we just talked about, Ferris came in the Ferrari
Rooney.
To pick up Sloane. Yeah, right. where they walked out. And we're going to have a couple of surprises there for people. You know, look for the car. In a couple of different spots. We're going to be going to where else? There's the Glencoe. There's that spot where, when Cameron kind of blew a microchip and he was kind of laying down, Sloane was, you know, they were trying to console him. That's a little spot there. Wrigley Field, we're going to go down and, you know, we get to check out the marquee out in the front. We're going to go to the art museum, of course, to go in. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be doing the sort of like standing in front of the Balzac statue, folding their arms with arms folded, and doing the sort of, what would you call it? The human chain, somebody called it, like with the kids. I'm sure a lot of people will be doing that, holding hands and walking through that section and, you know, and going to the, you know, the stained glass windows.
No, what I love about this festival and why I think that this is must, I guess, must participate when you talk about festival, David, is that it's not run by the studio. It's not run by the city of Chicago. I mean, this is a DIY festival. These are fans of the movie. You're a fan of this movie. And for you to put together a tour of all these places in different towns, I mean, from Highland Park to Glencoe to downtown to the art museum. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, not to mention just being able to get into the art museum. But I mean, talk about the idea of doing this on your own.
Well, certainly as we've taken this journey to get here, there's a lot of stuff that we learned along the way that we needed to incorporate. You know, there's a lot of moving parts to this because it really is a big mobile event. You know, it's huge. It's not like you go to, you know, like Comic-Con in San Diego or something like that, where you go to one place, everything's happening in one building or you know, a couple of buildings. This is all over the place with, 50 people or so in six buses, all going in different directions when we started from Lake Forest. And it's, you know, it came down to having a lot of meetings and arranging a lot of things with people and coming here and wanting to meet people face to face to say, this is what we're doing. As time went on, people started, oh, Ferris Fest. Yeah, we heard about that. And, you know, because we went viral in February after we put out a blast in the media, you know, and suddenly
became the kicker story.
It's like we were just, hey, let's put up the website. We really want to do this and get it up there. And then we went viral and we it's just insane. We were on like all the major networks and, you know, Chicago Tribune.
And coming up this summer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it was on, you know, just everything, big, major. And then suddenly, you know, a lot of people were buying tickets and stuff was selling out. But it's really, I think the main thing about it is it's the passion. It's the passion that I have and that we have for this movie. That's really what goes into it, is our love of the movie that happens in Chicago and just putting that love and passion into everything we do that makes it feel real and makes it feel immersive, as opposed to, the movie was shot here and we're going to go here.
It's
and let's
not a
look out the window.
Tour bus, right?
Well, here it is. Let's go to the right and do that. It's like, no, it's like get off the bus and walk around and kind of like step into the scene. That was sort of the whole point is like, let's follow Ferris Bueller and Cameron and Sloan on their day off over the course of 3 days. And of course, that's the thing, is we're going to have our sort of official Ferris Bueller and Sloan and Cameron that we're going to kind of be following. We're going to be seeing them along the way through all the locations here and there. They're going to pop up in sort of like little surprise moments that I think people are really enjoying.
All right. So obviously the idea of getting Matthew Broderick back for this thing is probably not, I would assume Mr. Broadway is not that available, but talk about the actors that are coming back for this, because it was fun to see the people that you got to come back for this.
Yes. Well, the first person I actually reached out to was Cindy Pickett, because interesting story, she's a friend of mine, my friend Brian McCrory, who had a short film that he was directing and I was editing, because, you know, I went out to LA to be a film editor. And I was, you know, doing some of that, cutting trailers. And he was doing a film and he said, hey, you're editing the film. You want to come and take some shots, do some EPK and take some stills. Yeah, sure. And Cindy Pickett's going to be there because she's in my movie. Really? And that's when we were just talking about, we want to do this event. So, you know, I did my job on set, very small set. And then there was a moment where I kind of took my hat off of what I was doing and put on my Ferris Fest hat and said, by the way, Cindy, I want to be talking about this thing we're doing in Chicago. And she was so excited about it. She says, you know, and I want to reach out to Lyman.
This is Ferris's mom.
This is Ferris. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Cindy Pickett
is
Ferris Bueller's mom, Katie Bueller. And of course, she was married to Lyman Ward, who was, you know, they met and fell in love, got married on the set of. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
she did.
And they
and
got
that's Ferris's dad, right?
Right. So they, you know, started dating after that, and they were married for a time. So she's like, oh, yeah, you should get in touch with Lyman. And Lyman said, you know, to send me his phone number. And it kind of rolled from there. We got in touch with other people, and that just, it was a big whole networking thing. Oh, I know so-and-so and so-and-so. And then, you know, we talked to Jonathan Schmock, who's the snooty French maitre d' in Shakey's.
You're Abe Froman.
You're Abe Froman, Sausage King of Chicago. Yes, let me check the restaurant, you know. And of course, Larry Flash Jenkins, who was one of the two guys who stole the Ferrari. So he's going to be the man. We got to do this again. You know, that's him. He's going to be there. And of course, Edie McClure. Edie McClure,
greatest,
is just such a darling. She is so great.
I mean,
righteous dude. Yeah.
And she's the secretary,
She rattled. Yeah, as Rooney's secretary and assistant. And she's really hilarious. And the times that I've talked with her and met her, and she just rattles up these great stories and lines that she just has imprinted in her brain from that film.
So amazing. And so the final thing, You know, we talked about the sort of pop-up idea. So talk about this. This is sort of recreating the parade that Ferris Bueller kind of, you know, he sort of jumped into, the Twist and Shout Parade.
The Twist and Shout Parade, yeah, this is a pop-up event. We've had a lot of people asking us where this is going to be, and we decided that we really wanted it to be kind of a little bit of a surprise. We're only sending out emails 3 hours in advance of the parade. The parade's going to be on May 22nd in downtown Chicago. that's all we can tell you right now. We're going to send out an email only to ticket holders 3 hours in advance, which means at noon on that day, and only they will know where the parade is.
Great.
But of course, you know, there's probably going to be a ton of media trucks sitting downstairs with their engines running like, wait, somebody's going to talk.
Because it's a Sunday and everyone is going to be like, we need something for the 10 o'clock news.
Yeah.
Ferris Fest pop-up. You're on the Ferris Fest pop-up parade.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be good.
But it's going to be fun. We're going to have the float. We've got a ABC float in South Chicago. One of the guys there actually was on the team to build the float for the movie.
And he's
going to be doing it. And we, you know, they have it built. We've got Ferris, the Fraulein's, a lot of surprises.
David, congratulations on this undertaking to be able to put this together. Good luck with it this weekend, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Ferris Fest finally upon us here in Chicago. Ferris Fest, what's the website?
It's www.ferrisfest.com.
It's super easy. The woman who, or the girl at the end when Rooney gets on the bus and he sits down next to Polly Noonan. Do you know who Polly Noonan is? Noonan is an actress in Chicago. And she did a lot of stuff at she was a playwright at Steppenwolf, but she also was on the cover of the Lemonheads' It's a Shame About Ray record.
No way, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
she's her. Like, if you want a gummy bear, it's warm and sticky, it's by my pocket.
That's her.
Really, that's her?
Yeah,
oh my
that's
God.
Her.
And then she, I did not know that.
So I don't know if she's around. I don't think she's in Chicago anymore, but it might be too late.
Well, if she's here, then maybe she'll be listening now, and she'll be like, oh my God, I got to run up and go this weekend, you know. That'd
anyway,
be crazy.
David Blanchard, thanks so much, and good luck with the fest.
Thanks so much, appreciate it.
No, how fun is that? Wow, we need more. We need creativity like that in our world for people to put a 30-year festival together, Ferris Fest. That's mind blowing. I'm very happy that they're doing that.
I think it should be annual.
Yeah, well, David was saying we didn't get there. We ran out of time, but he said that he's going to do it for other movies too, like around the country. That's his business. His business is to put on festivals, you know, that are celebrating anniversaries.
Yeah.
So that would be fun, right? Because we were saying that the two big movies here, Ferris Fest, Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Think about if you did the same treatment to Blues Brothers that you did to Ferris Bueller. It would be tremendous, the places you could go and all the people that would come back and all the people that would be a part of that.
16 Candles.
16 Candles, right. John Hughes adds a lot to that because he's so iconic in what he shoots. It's not, we were just kind of talking in the break about other movies like in New York, Ghostbusters, but... You're like, yeah, but those are famous kind of places. There's the library. There's the, you know, like you're, right. Okay. But in Chicago, John Hughes provides, that's the house from 16 Candles. That's where the school was. It's all this out of the way type stuff. It's kind of interesting.
I love it.